Hello, everybody. Welcome to your practice. Come in to find a relaxing, supported position, reclined on a chair, zero gravity chair, couch, mat, mattress, a sunny patch in the grass, on the grass. Wherever you feel called or pulled to lay your body down. You can place a bolster or a pillow, a support under the knees, under the head if needed, a blanket on top of you, eye mask to cover the eyes. Notice what your body is, either quietly or maybe in a loud way, what your body is asking for. And once you lay down, just notice how your body is feeling. Notice if there are any places that are a little tight or tense, maybe even unwilling to relax, a little stubborn perhaps. That's okay. If you find any of these zones, just direct your breath into them so that they can soften, uncoil, relax, and release. Inhale into the tense areas. And as you exhale, imagine them opening and sinking down into the support below you. Take your time. Get good and cozy. Find your sweet spot. Listen to the body. No rush. And just take your time. Keywords, your time, right? The practice of yoga nidra connects you not only to yourself, but to your own ability to rest and rejuvenate, to heal. Today, you will be guided by yours truly to this space. This space that lies between being asleep and being awake. This is a magical, sacred space where you can easily connect, deeply connect to your highest self and to your witness consciousness. The witness, right? That part of your awareness that observes all that happens and unfolds in the body, in the mind, in your emotional state. For example, if you have pain in your body, the witness observe how it plays out, how it affects the body without holding or clinging, right? If you have mental stress, the witness observes, watches how it can tie you up in mental knots or circular thoughts, monkey brain, right? If you're feeling intense emotions, the witness watches them almost from a distance, right? Watches them rise and fall without judgment or commentary or blame. Think of accessing this witness, your highest self, as a surefire way to release pain, to untie the knots, and to slow, maybe even stop the chattering of the mind, even if only temporarily, right? So, follow my guidance. Follow them as well as you can. If you do drift off to sleep, maybe hover in and out, do not worry. Let it happen. You'll return to the instruction, to my guidance, my voice, my vibe, as soon as you're ready. Again, take a few more moments, as many as you need, to deepen your level of relaxation. Really sink into the sensations of the body lying here. Feel supported. Notice where you're touching the floor. Anything else the body is touching, whether it be clothes or props, the air of this room. And making sure that you feel symmetrical, supported. Maybe a scooped pelvis, pull shoulders down, knit shoulder blades together, open collarbones, chest and heart. Unclench the glutes, the belly, and release any grip in the throat. Unravel, unhinge the jaw, make some space in the mouth. Release any held expression on the face. And as you do, feel the eyes fall down and back in their sockets. The brain follows suit, even the skull falling down and back, heavy and relaxed. And feel the breath flow naturally in and out through the nose, slowly breathing in and out. Can you feel the flow of your breath anywhere else? The throat, the chest, the belly. Feeling the natural breath flow in and out through the body, like waves moving in and out from the shore. Breath moving in and out of the body. Take a long, you got it, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in through the nose. Fill up, giant wave. Hold at the top. This wave building, building through the mouth. Wave crashes. Feel it flow out, release. Again, through the nose, build, rise, fill, keep going all the way to the peak, hold at the top, stay relaxed, notice, witness what is here. Through the mouth, the wave crashes, feel it flow down and out. Release. Last one, through the nose, fill low belly, mid belly, ribs flare, fill the lungs, keep going, rise to the top, the peak, hold here. Witness. Through the mouth, huge audible sigh, let something go. Allow the breath to move in and out of the body. Even listen for the subtle sounds that the breath makes as it moves in and goes out through the nose. It almost sounds like when you hold a shell up to your ear. You can hear this gentle oceanic sound as your breath moves in and out. Without needing to amplify the sound, just bring your point of focus, be the witness of this feeling and the sound of your oceanic, natural breath. And feel your next wave of breath enter into the heart. Land here. Allowing your intention or resolve to bubble up from the heart, from this place where your deepest wish for transformation and healing lives. Your Sankalpa. An I am statement, positively stated in the present tense. Something that you will remember. Something that has meaning for you today. And once you have it, repeating your Sankalpa with intention 3 times. And also affirming to yourself, I am practicing yoga nidra. I am awake. I am aware. I am relaxed. And we'll now begin the rotation of consciousness, really setting the tone, feeling into our practice. And you'll move your awareness. You'll be the witness through different body parts. And as soon as you hear their name, your awareness will jump, hop from place to place. You can mentally say the name of the part to yourself. And at the same time, become aware of only that part. You can stay aware without too much concentration or effort. This practice will begin with the feet. Feel and sense just the soles of both feet. Feel, be the witness of your heels, both heels. Your arches, and all 10 toes. Move awareness up to your ankles, your calves, shins, front of both knees, back of the knees, the insides of the knees, outside of the knees, fronts of the thighs, inner thighs, hamstrings, the back of the thighs, outer thighs. Feel your hip joints, the buttocks, the groin, your pelvic floor. Notice your lower belly, the sacrum, the middle back, the sides of the waist, and the upper belly. Feel your rib cage on both sides. Noticing how much space the ribs take up in your torso. Feel the right ribs bottom to top and the left ribs top to bottom. Feel the sternum at the center of the chest. The entire spine, bottom to top, then top to bottom. Feel both sides of the chest, the armpits, the joints of your shoulders, the upper arms, the inside of the upper arms, to the inner elbow points, the inner forearms, inside of wrist creases, to palms of the hands. Feel the thumbs, the index fingers, both middle fingers, ring fingers, and pinky fingers. Feel the backs of your hands, the backs of wrist creases, outside of the forearms, elbow points, outside of the upper arms, to tops of the shoulders, collarbones, right side of the neck, left side of the neck, front of the neck, back of the neck, moving through to the jaw, chin, lower lip, upper lip, space between the lips, lower teeth, lower gums, the tongue, the upper gums, upper teeth, the entire mouth, right nostril, left nostril, the tip of the nose, bridge of the nose, the entire nose, right cheekbone, left cheekbone, right ear, left ear, the earlobes and inner ears, right eye, left eye, right eyelid, left eyelid, right eyebrow, left eyebrow, space between the eyebrows, the eyebrow center, right temple, left temple, the forehead, hairline, scalp, crown of the head. Feel now the entire right side of the body, the whole right side. Feeling now the left side of your body. Feel the whole left side of body, the front of your body, the back of your body, your whole body together. Feel your entire body all at once. Remember that you are practicing Yoga Nidra, and draw your attention to the outgoing breath. Draw your attention to the ingoing breath. Simply feel breath going in and out of your lungs. No need to change or control the rhythm. The breathing is natural, automatic, no effort. Maintain awareness of your breath complete awareness of breath. Now begin to concentrate awareness on the movement of your belly. Concentrate on your belly movement. Your belly is rising and falling with every breath. With each and every breath, the belly expands and contracts. Feel this movement in sync with your breath. And imagine the space of the belly is as deep and relaxed, as spacious as the bottom of the ocean. The breath creating waves in the deep waters of the belly. As you inhale, feel the breath originate from deep within the belly, travel up to the chest. Focus on the rising inhalations for a few moments now. Inhaling from deep within the belly. Observe this breath as it travels in a wave-like motion upwards in the torso towards the chest. With each inhalation, the wave of breath travels a little further upwards. Breath from deep within the belly. Then notice as you exhale that the breath moves from the chest back down into the depths of the belly. Inhale from belly to chest as if a wave were swelling. Exhale from chest to belly as the wave subsides. Continue feeling the movement of your belly and your chest with each and every wave of breath. Breathing in and up, and breathing down and out. And release the breath. Coming now to the experience of duality. Allowing the wave of breath to continue, but not needing to concentrate on it. Awaken it now, dear one, the feeling of heaviness in the body. The feeling of deep heaviness. Become aware of heaviness in every single part of the body. The arms are heavy. The legs heavy like lead. The head sinking heavy. Whole body is heavy. feeling so heavy that you sink into the floor like a stone dropped into the water. Body is heavy and sinking like a stone. Then awaken the opposite sensation, one of lightness in the body, the feeling of lightness. Create the sensation of buoyancy in all parts of the body. Your body feels so light that you seem to be floating up away from the floor like a bubble. The body is light. The whole body is as light as a bubble, rising up towards the ceiling. Now return to the sensation of your body resting on the floor in peace and safety, practicing yoga nidra. And awaken the sensation of dryness in the body. Remember the feeling of dryness on your skin. Your clothes are dry. Your hair is dry. Your whole body is dry. Notice dryness permeating the body. Maybe feeling dehydrated, dry mouth, dry eyes. Feel the body dry. Whole body inside out is dry. Now awaken the opposite experience. Hydrate now. Feel moisture in the body. The experience of moisture and wetness. Imagine water on your fingertips. Remember the feeling you have when you're in a pool, a bath, surrounded by water. Imagine that wetness moving into the body as a sensation of internal hydration. The body is wet, the whole body hydrated and wet. Return back to the sensation of body resting on the floor in peace and safety, practicing yoga nidra. Now, could you bring your full awareness, could you project your mind to the space in front of closed eyelids and imagine before you a vast transparent screen through which, on which you can see infinite space. A dark space that extends as far, as wide as the inner eyes can see. Watch this darkness very carefully. Be the witness, be totally aware, but not involved. Rest your mind in this warm and friendly darkness. As you do, begin to become aware of any images that manifest within and on this dark space, as if you were watching a movie. If you see colors, shapes, patterns, flickers, simply notice them and continue with your awareness. A detached awareness. Whatever you see or don't see is the manifestation of your subconscious mind. If thoughts occur, let them come and go like the waves on the shore, and continue watching this dark space. No effort, simply awareness. Detached, curious, and relaxed. Now begin to visualize the following on your mental screen. Imagine a deep, still pool, torrential tropical rain, ripples on the surface of water, snow-capped mountains, coconuts falling from a palm tree, dewdrops on blades of grass, a warm teal sea, an orange flower, birds flying across a sunset horizon, raging flood waters, a green spider web, a meandering river, gentle afternoon rain on the windows, a stormy raging ocean, a crying baby, a steamy hot tub, a dog sleeping, the salty smell of the ocean, a Buddha sitting in meditation, waves crashing on a deserted beach, the restless sea, mud puddles after a rainstorm. Imagine that you are walking alongside a peaceful stream in the woods. You can hear the sound of water gurgling softly over the rocky stream bed and feel the cool, fresh moisture in the air. As you approach the stream, the water, you can even smell the damp earth, the soil beneath your feet. Walk to the edge of the running water and watch the movement. Eddies and ripples form around smooth stones. Leaves and twigs maybe float along the surface as the water flows past. You decide to take off your shoes and step into the shallow water. The stream is cool and refreshing on your toes, your feet, ankles, and shins. You feel the gentle pull of the current around your legs. Imagine that the water in which you stand could wash away anything in your life that is no longer serving you. The water's washing away anything that is weighing you down. Old emotional patterns, grudges, habits of thought or behavior. Allow the water to carry these burdens away from you. wash them away, to pull them out, clear them out, so that you can develop more nurturing ways of being in the world, of living. Feeling free and liberated from all these burdens, all that weight. Return now to the edge of the stream and climb out onto the dry ground, the soil. And after drying your feet, maybe putting your shoes back on, you begin walking along the flowing water as it meanders along its path around the rocks, collecting in deep pools. Watch as the water always follows the path of least resistance. Moving further downward now towards the ocean. You can hear the sound of the waves now and smell the salty marine air as you stand at this lovely secluded beach, hearing the waves crashing onto the shore. Watch the uprush of water come up to the beach and the backwash of water recede back into the ocean. And imagine moving towards this wash of the waves to the wet sand. I want you to bend down, use your index finger to write in the sand one word. Write one word that represents something you're ready to move beyond in your life. A mental habit, a faulty belief, an emotional tendency that you have outgrown and you are ready to let go of. Write your word. What are you ready to move beyond, to release? And for the next few moments, watch the surges of water dissolve the word that you have written in the sand. Each foamy wave making the word less and less distinct. The waves gently returning this quality back to the sea, where it can be cleansed, cleared, and absorbed by the limitless ocean. As you envision this scene, this washing away, know that this habit no longer has a hold over you. You are now free from this burden, this pattern. The water has cleansed it from your mind and your body. Walk further up the beach now and find a comfortable, dry, warm place to relax on the sun-warmed beach. Allow your body to come to a restful, reclined position. Sink down into the imprint that the silky sand offers you and close your eyes. Listen again to the sound of the waves, their endless motion, reminding you of the ebb and flow of your breath, the ebb and flow of your life. Sink down into the sand and into the knowledge that life is unfolding in sweetness, in synchronicity, unfolding exactly as it's meant to. Now, as you look up, see written in the fluffy white clouds of the blue, blue sky, your intention. Your Sankalpa written in the clouds, bubbling up again from the depths of your mind and your heart. Repeating it once again, three more times, with feeling. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. And sigh it out. Develop awareness of the physical body. Feel your body resting on the support below you. Remember that you're practicing yoga nidra and imagine the room surrounding you. What objects are present, furniture? Notice any sounds you might be able to hear, bringing you more into the present moment. You can deepen the breath, maybe start moving the body very slowly. Wiggle fingers and toes, wrists and ankles, hands and feet, the head side to side. Take your time. No hurry. Maybe a full body stretch, a big hug, squeeze the knees in, a rock, a roll. When you're ready, be sure that you are. You can roll to one side, stay on back, flip to belly, or come to a seat. Pause to feel the shift, to witness, take note of who and how you are. Be here fully. Breathe. Be held. Be grateful. With hand at heart center, I bow to you. Our practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.